The learning of the Dvar Torah is l'schus Reb Shalom Mordechai Halevi ben Rivke for Geula Kriva min Hameitzar el Hamerchav. This week we will discuss dealing with anger. In the times of Elisha Hanavi, the Yidden had a king Yehoram who was the Melech of Yisrael. He was a Rasha and he served Avodah Zarah. When the king of Moab rebelled against him, he invited Yehoshaphat, the righteous king of Yehuda, to join him in battling Moab. On their way to war, they were without water for 7 days. So when they found out that Elisha Hanavi was nearby, they rushed to see him. When Elisha saw Yehoram, he said angrily, "What do we have with one another? Go to the Nevi'im of Avodah Zarah." Yet, when Elisha agreed to do the Nevuah in honor of Yehoshaphat, he was unable due to his anger. So he asked for a musician to play before him, and then the Ruach HaNevuah rested upon him. Chazal say, "Kol ha-koyes ki'ilu oyved Avodah Zarah." One who becomes angry, it is as if he has served Avodah Zarah. The Alter Rebbe explains in Tanya that if a Yid would believe with complete emunah that that which has befallen him is from Shamayim, he would not be angry at all. His anger is a sign of his belief that there is something else in the world other than Hashem. Once, after a week of continuous efforts, the Baal Shem Tov succeeded in collecting the amount necessary to redeem a family imprisoned by a stubborn paritz who had refused to free the family until he received every penny that they owed him. The family was set free only a few short hours before Shabbos. The Baal Shem Tov offered them to stay with him for Shabbos, for they would not be able to make it back to their town in time. The family willingly agreed. At the Suda Shabbos, the Baal Shem Tov turned to the Yid and asked, "So, what news have you heard today?" The Yid looked up in wonder. "But Rebbe, what news could have reached the pit in which we were imprisoned?" "Then tell us something of your past," encouraged the Baal Shem Tov. The Yid replied, "I can't think of anything worthy of telling about my life, but I have just remembered a strange experience I had while imprisoned. In the pit at a distance from us, there was a group of people that would cry and moan all week long, melting my heart. However, Erev Shabbos after Chatzos, they would begin dancing and shrieking with laughter, and I too would burst out laughing. This went on for weeks, but this week the crying and screaming was louder than usual, as was the roaring laughter and the wild dancing which took its place. During the entire time, I was terrified to approach and speak to them and ask for the reason of all this. We just huddled together in our corner. Yet, knowing that we were to be freed shortly, I gathered enough courage to shout a question in their direction. 'Who are you?' A voice from the far end of the pit responded, 'We are Klipas whose existence depends on the Averis of a certain tzaddik. He does not eat all week long, breaking his fast only on Erev Shabbos. He prepares a mug of milk in the morning, putting it aside to drink when he finishes davening Shachris. All week long, we are overwhelmed by the power of his tzidkus, so we cry. Every Erev Shabbos, however, we cause someone in his family to accidentally spill the milk, causing him to become angry. From this anger, we get our chayis. This week, he was determined to overcome his anger, realizing that by getting angry, he could lose all of the ruchniyistika achievements that he has reached during the week. He decided to lock the closet where he put the milk and not give anyone the key. That's why we were so upset this week," the voice explained. "We did not know how we would be able to make him angry, but we were not prepared to give up so easily. This morning, one of us appeared as a woodcutter, knocked on the tzaddik's door, and offered his wife a bundle of wood at a cheap price. Her purse was in the same closet as the milk, and she asked her husband for the key. Anxious not to keep the woodcutter waiting, she knocked over the milk jug. Sure enough, Tzaddik exploded into a rage, and thus we had much to celebrate today. The crowd of Chassidim at the Baal Shem Tov Suda listened in amazement to this strange story. Suddenly, one of his Chassidim fell down in a faint. He was known to fast the entire week." The Rambam writes that although with most Midos, the Chachamim say that one should take the middle path, not following either extreme, with regard to anger, they say that a person should keep a distance, never getting angry. Reb Mordechai of Neshchiz, of course, already owned at least one talis katan, but he yearned to have one that came from Eretz Yisrael. After much effort, his chassidim finally managed to bring him a piece of white lamb's wool cloth all the way from Eretz HaKodesh. One of his talmidim asked for the schus of cutting it to size and sewing its hems. In his excitement, however, he made a false fold and discovered to his horror that while cutting a hole for the head, he had made another wide hole right in the front of the talus kotum. What would the Rebbe say? The chassid thought. After waiting for this cherished object for so long, and after all the effort that had gone into getting it, it was now completely ruined. When the Rebbe next saw him and asked him whether the garment was ready, he sadly stammered out his story. Reb Yid, why are you so afraid? Said the Rebbe. Don't you realize that a talus katan really needs two big holes? One as usual to put one's head through, and the other to test whether Mordechai will lose his head. Reb Yitzchak of Varki loved all his fellows so warmly that he never got angry at anyone. Once, however, a certain woman bothered him so much that he was forced to rebuke her. In order to become angry, he said, I must first put on a different kapata. So he asked Feivel, his mesharis, to bring him his other coat. When he had put it on, he said, Feivel, now rebuke her for me, please. Once the Baal Shem Tov sat with his Talmidim for the festive meal of Rish Chodesh, and his face was serious. The Talmidim knew from previous occasions things that would put the Rebbe in a more joyous mood, and they tried, but with no success. Then a certain village-dwelling Yid entered, named Reb David. Immediately upon his entry, the Baal Shem Tov was full of joy. He treated him warmly, gave him a place to sit, and also gave him a piece of his hamoitzi. This matter caused the Talmidim to have questioning thoughts. How could it be that the whole Chevraya Kedisha were not able to rouse joy, and only a village-dwelling Jew was able to do so? The Baal Shem Tov sensed their questions and sent Reb David off to do something, and when he left, he said to them, This Reb David works hard by the sweat of his brow for every penny he earns. During the year, he saves a penny at a time to buy an esrog for Sukkos until he accumulates the sum and travels to the city and buys an extremely fine one, and he has great joy from it. Since he is poor and his wife is of bitter spirit, it angered her considerably that he does not care about the condition of his household, since he spends money on an esrog and rejoices over it. In her bitterness, she broke the pitim off the esrog. Now, besides the money that he spent on the esrog, there were many obstacles to bringing it, water to cross, bad roads, so that it all added up to much hard effort. Yet, when he saw what his wife had done, he was not angry, but said, It appears that I am not worthy of such an esrog. Truly, does a simple Yid like me deserve such a fine esrog? From the time of the Akedah, concluded the Baal Shem Tov, there was not such a test of character, and therefore I treated him so warmly. One of the things that Reb Baruch Batlin, the Alter Rebbe's great-grandfather, noticed about Chassidus is that it taught a person to control himself. As he observed the heated discussions between his friend Yitzchak Shol, the Chassid, and his brothers-in-law, the Misnagdim, he noticed that whenever Yitzchak Shol's anger was stirred up, he would suddenly close up as if with a lock and key, and his anger would disappear. He explained this to Reb Baruch one day, saying, My father used to say to me in the name of the Baal Shem, that anger is a foreign and unworthy thing, even when it comes from Yiras Shamayim. He taught me that whenever I get into a temper, I should just seal my lips and not utter a word. Rebbe Maharash had a Meshores Ben Zion, who was a great captain, a short-tempered man. The Raza used to say, When I see a wrongdoing, I get angry just as he does. The difference between us is that I put aside the anger for an hour and a minute, and then I realize that it is all eshtos. In dealing with anger, the Rebbe would advise learning thoroughly the above-mentioned portion of Tanya in Igeres HaKodesh, Simen Chofei, which explains that everything comes from Hashem, and not speaking for a while, at least a few minutes, and thinking about how Hashem is standing over you at that moment. The Rebbe writes in a letter, This that you write to me concerning anger, etch in your mind that which is written in Tanya in the beginning of Perek Mem Aleph, that Hashem stands over the person and searches his heart. When you will remember while you're angry that Hashem is literally standing over you, surely the anger will pass immediately.